Yo, Chad, what if I told you there's a platform that could completely revolutionize your hiring strategy in a matter of hours?
Yeah, I'd call bullshit.
Well, it's not bullshit with AI for jobs powered by our friends at This Way Global.
Okay, I'm listening.
While everyone else is fishing in the same old talent pools, AI for jobs can source over 160 million diverse candidate profiles. This Way Global has established unique partnerships with over 8,500 trusted diversity partners.
So wait a minute. All of the hard on the groundwork is already done.
That's right, cowboy. You can discover 300 qualified candidates per job rec instantly.
Wow.
It's like having a candidate sourcing magic wand.
Dude, if you had a magic wand, you would have Mexican pizzas all day.
Stop distracting me, Sowash. AI for Jobs advanced matching algorithm analyzes past applicants using trillions of historical matching events and over 1,600 data points.
Now that is what AI should be doing, saving recruiters time on sourcing while they provide a white glove candidate experience.
Let's wrap this shit up. I'm hungry.
Listen up, kids. Revolutionize your hiring process today by jumping over to thiswayglobal.com and checking out AI for Jobs, where you can learn more about how to leverage AI for your recruiting instead of just writing poems and grocery lists.
That is thiswayglobal.com. We out.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? You know where we are. It's Unleash World, Paris, France. This is the Chad and Cheese Podcast. I'm your co-host,
he's like a
Joel
kid
Cheeseman.
With candy.
With my sidekick, Chad Sowash. And we have Mark Coleman, CEO of this very conference that we are in attendance. Unleash. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Great to be back.
He loves it.
It is great to be back. It is great to be back.
That's brilliant. That's the way to enter.
You're smiling so big, not just because of how this show has gone, but I'm sure after a year or two of virtual events, it's so much better to have people face-to-face, rubbing elbows, and shaking hands.
100%. I've just been going around telling everyone I've been holding the bull by the tail for the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 3 years since the last Unleash World. So, yeah, it's amazing. Everyone, you can see it in everyone's face.
Yeah.
This is their, for most people, this is their first event back. And, yeah, just the face says everything. The smiles. I've seen a lot of crying at this one. I didn't see that.
Tears
in Vegas.
Of joy, I hope.
Tears of joy. Yeah.
Tears of joy.
Yeah. I mean, well, exception to the maybe some of the exhibitor services.
And it's
people.
Not just because it's not just because of the dessert tray, which brought me to tears of joy. The
yes.
French pastries
oh, yes.
make me want to cry.
Yeah. If you're an American and you know a Long John, this is like the best.
Oh,
like it's amazing.
I've had more sugar in the last 2 hours than I've had in the last 2 years, I think. Thanks, Paris.
Yes.
Thanks, Paris.
I got to watch all
and
of
more
that.
Cheese and more wine
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
World capital for gastronomy and lots of other things. So, yeah, we're spoiled rotten here this week.
Yeah.
Amazing city. Do you ever think about other cities for Unleashed? Do you ever think about expanding? I know we'll talk about the U.S. expansion in a second, but are you pretty set with the one show in Paris every year?
I think so. We've options to go to other places. Like we were in London for 7 years, but
yeah.
you know that's scorched earth now at the moment. The government have kind of screwed up a little over the last decade, so they're in for a horrible winter. Not to be Game of Thrones or anything,
yeah.
but. It's going to be tough. I think there's, so there's no point in being in the UK next year. And I'd feel for anyone in the events industry that will be. There are obvious places like Middle East and Asia Pacific, but, you know, just planting a flag out there for the sake of planting, like we do get asked a lot.
Yeah.
We get inquiries every week asking us to bring Unleash to another country or region. But for me, I think We're kind of really celebrating Western values, yeah. Europe and America.
And I love the focus as well. I love the focus. We were talking to Kate earlier, and
yeah.
she talks about how as soon as this show's over, we're going to be talking about next year in Paris. And it's that kind of laser focus that I think makes the show so successful.
Yeah.
You don't get spread too thin.
Yeah. I mean, you just met the girls from Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
They're coming from West Coast America.
Yep.
Like, you wouldn't expect that over here.
Atlanta.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Right?
Well, it was funny because we actually had comments. I can't believe there are so many Americans here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean there are people from all over Europe, but there were.
Do you have any numbers around that? Like, what percentage are Americans?
Yeah. Our U.S. percentage is around 18%.
Wow.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's good.
Not too shabby.
No, it's good.
I bet it knocks on the door of 25% next year.
Yeah.
With so many listeners of our show alone, we'll probably drive that much
good
increase.
God, yes. So 3 years ago, what's different today? Other than the obvious, you know, pandemic stuff, what is different today doing a show in Paris versus 2019?
Well, I think the face-to-face, the difference of that and, you know, the big trends that have happened. Because, you know, I have to talk about we've time traveled. Everything we talked about in 2019, even things like flexible work, all the big trends felt impossible to a lot of employers.
Yeah.
And then it happens.
It took about 5 minutes for them to figure that shit out.
Well, you look
out
at some of the biggest, you know, booths here. It's Deal, it's Eightfold, it's Remote. Some companies that weren't even here in 2019 are now really prevalent in our industry now, just three years later.
Yeah. All the scale-ups are here, and they've been given bags of money, and they have to go and prove themselves now.
Yes.
Yeah, or their investors are going to stick it to them. So it's good. It shakes up the market quite a bit.
Yep.
And I see the behavior of the big elephants, you know, the old guys in the industry, and that's changing too. So
say more about that.
I see that, you know, if you look at Oracle, Workday, UKG, Cornerstone, you know, if you look at all of these guys, SAP SuccessFactors, they're all new crew.
Yeah.
The Cornerstone team here, it's all new.
Yeah.
It's a new crew. SuccessFactors the same. They have a different shape now. I only found that out today. They've got president of product, CMO, and I'm trying to remember what the other position. I
new
think
blood.
Customer success
new vibe.
Is the third one.
New
yeah.
energy. Okay.
Completely new vibe.
And leadership.
Really great team. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Loving it.
Yeah.
And the same over at Oracle, like Chris Havrilla and the gang have gone. Like, you know, there's a lot of change going on in the marketplace. And these guys are looking to rewrite work.
Yeah,
and be a part of the future of work. So, and the energy, they're all turbocharged.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain that's in the market, they're looking to fix that. The conversations are, like, this is the first time we get to talk about it out loud together. So there's no bullshitting. There's no bullshitting amongst these people. They're in the industry a very long time.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'm really, really excited by what we can now do. Because it feels like, for us as well, those partnerships are cemented only by the face-to-face, because everything we've done so far has been looking at Zoom and phone calls and stuff like that. So it's our first time getting face-to-face with this as well.
So what about startups? What's different? Were there more startups this time? Were there less startups this time?
There was. Well, we were lastminute.com, being very honest in all of this, because we just did Vegas.
Yeah.
My guys were completely burned from it.
Yeah.
My guys are
That's
coming.
A hell of a turnaround,
My team
man.
Are totally new.
Yeah.
The old team, unfortunately, had to go because of... I had to leave them go because of the pandemic. There was no work for them.
Yeah.
So there was no events. And that was 2 years long. So the whole team are virtual working. They've never done this before.
That's got to be weird for not just you, but for the team, just getting used to creating like a new culture because it's
absolutely
different.
100%. Yeah. I was talking to Aaron Meyer about it this morning, actually trying to get some ideas from her. And Amazon in our marketing team is shocked by the scale of the show. They didn't expect any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were expecting something similar to what we did in Vegas. So they've been shocked. And that's my marketing team. So they're learning. They're actually only learning by doing and experiencing.
Yeah.
So,
you know, Chad, you mentioned the startups here. And I think you guys do a really great job of, you know, they don't have the money for a full-fledged booth.
No.
So you set up sort of kiosks or islands for them that they can be here, talk to the buyers, talk to the decision makers, talk to people like us who have a voice. Is that going to be, from an economic standpoint, are you seeing more startups come? Because I think you have a really good feel of the European market and the economy. Like, what's sort of your sense based on startup interest and even maybe the big guys? What's the economy going to be looking like in Europe in 2023, 2024 by your estimation?
I think economy-wise, UK is going to take the brunt of it.
Of the pain.
Of the pain, yeah. Just because of what's happened in recent weeks as well. Brexit's catching up on them. You've got that instability of government.
Have the instability of their commerce too. I mean, when you have 40-ish countries on one, I mean, there's stability there, and they broke away from the stability.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think we'll be better at weathering that. We'll still feel pain.
Yeah.
Putin will turn off the gas this winter.
Yeah.
And I think over to you guys in America, I think you'll have a mild recession. I think all of this has been tackled along the way. The economy has taken its hits. So I don't think it's the Armageddon that you hear from certain economists. Yeah. So
I know we keep talking about companies getting money. We think every week, like, oh, it's going to end. Eventually, they're going to stop getting money. And the money is still flowing. And I talked to someone even in the venture space. He thinks that the powder is so dry going into next year that we're going to keep hiring. There's still going to be low unemployment. And there's going to be a massive money coming to our space as if there hasn't been in the last 2 years. So I think it's really exciting for people like us to talk about and for you to showcase.
You've nailed it there. Like, there's, I know the number, and it's a stupid number, so I'm not going to say it on this call. But there's a lot of money sitting on the background because they see this space as the kind of, it's been the last, it's a HR thing. We're kind of always last to the table.
Yeah.
And the investors, there's a lot of money sitting in the background.
Yeah,
ready to come back into the industry. So I think it's about consolidation. I think it's about the scale-ups, the unicorns having to prove themselves now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can see how aggressive they're being.
Yeah.
It's healthy. Like, if I look at it 10 years ago, it was only Conexa, Taleo, and SuccessFactors, right? They were three unicorns, right?
Much simpler time.
Yeah. Well, that being said, this is not 10 years because of the pandemic, but the 10th show. So let's talk about evolution. What did Unleash look like 10 years ago versus what you've evolved into today?
Yeah, well, 10 years ago, it's a funny one. I was telling this story to the guys on the HireVue stand, the CEO on the HireVue stand earlier. We started at the Okura in Amsterdam. And yeah, when I thought back on it, there was lots of things. Like, I originally signed up at the Hilton Hotel, and that fell through. They canceled with me like about 3 months before the event.
Oh,
I kind of felt like, this is going to mark you really. You're like, this is the one. This is the one that's going to put you behind bars. And I was like, okay. I said to Vicky, we were at the end of August. I remember going down an escalator in Budapest, down to the underground. And I said, what are we going to do? We have no delegates on board. And it was just, the event was in November back then. And we sat down, we figured it out. We worked with our partners. Workday was the bell of the ball. They didn't have an office back then.
Uh-huh.
It was the start of the cloud. So we jumped on that wave. That was our surf.
Yeah.
They were very good to us. And we got 420 people into the Okura.
Okay.
And there was weird things that happened. Like, Oracle spent $9,000 for a roll-up. Or something like that. I'm not kidding. A roll-up. Like, they don't look like roll-ups out there.
No. You can't see these booze, but these are legit. And just looking at them, there's so much color, so much space, so much diversity in
there's a good amount
product.
Of space. Like, if I go to some shows, everyone's crammed together like a bunch of brownstones.
Yeah.
Here I can go to four corners of the conference and see pretty much everybody from those corners. I don't have to go down every aisle.
That's a design thing,
right? Yeah, design-wise, very European. Very good design on this show floor.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait, the Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman, I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay, that makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it, simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God. Really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey. Kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit textkernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos.
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
So there's exactly that, and we're working more on that because, again, we're learning by doing. And like SAP are looking at next time, they want to do more activations, more around customer experience, and not just have this big, massive stand in the middle of everything. Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's great. I like that. I really enjoy that. But if I look at Oracle back then, it was like they got a deal with control risks that was worth $19 million off the back of that $9,000 investment, right? So, and that's why we scaled after that. Like that was the amazing thing that happened. So it was, and we screwed everything up. Like, and okay, we messed a few things up here this year in Paris as well, as did our suppliers. But back then it was things like, I remember Thomas Otter trying to get the, the projector to work. Uh-huh. And he had to shout to the sound guys at the back of the room over the audience to go to the next slide. Or the lanyards. The lanyards, we tangled them all up. And just in time for everyone arriving. So,
we had
untangling, and that was 1 hour of untangling. We were doing seat drops at 4 a.m. in the morning with the lads at Cornerstone. That was hilarious. And so we had about 1 hour of sleep. We were wrecked the next day. So it's knowing that. And then, I talked to Ryan at Vizier yesterday, and their biggest customer, Deutsche Bank, comes from this show in 2019.
Holy shit.
And
tying all that back is amazing.
I know. We get to have fun with this now. And which it was Pfizer signed with them after the Vegas show in May as well. So it's like that. And that's what it's all about. We're looking at product and buyers. That's what I'm really after with the show now. So we didn't know that was going to be the outcome in 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now that's what we're chasing after. So...
So you mentioned America.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about
Here
the next event. You have some announcements that you may or may not want to make public, but
Too
tell
bad.
Us what
it's
to expect
to
in Vegas.
Vegas. The big move is we're moving to Caesar's Palace. Yeah. Caesar's
Is that in
Palace.
May again?
Caesar's Forum, the new convention
What are the dates
center.
On that?
26th and 27th of April.
May? Oh, April. Okay.
April. Right.
Caesar's Forum. Talk to us about that.
It's this amazing new venue. Oracle World is there next week. So they're test driving the place for us. And I was at the NFL draft there a few months ago. That happened there. And it was just amazing. I loved it so much.
Really tiny screens from what I saw.
Jesus.
We're looking to bring the festival vibe. So we're building the main stage on the car park outside. And then the plaza is where we're going to do all the daytime hospitality and night summit.
Yeah.
Shannon from Higher Easy's kind of getting in there and helping us get that off the ground.
Of course she is.
She's the best.
She's brilliant. Love
she's awesome.
Her. And yeah, she is. She's really good. And then we've got the high roller. So we can do whatever we want with that.
Big ass Ferris wheel.
Yes, but it's like you get to experience, you can do cocktails and kind of just have, you know, analyst meetups, or you could even do a standing podcast, sure, or whatever he wants.
Sign checks over some bourbon. So it's nice.
There are bars in some of the pods.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you get that outside area, and then it's a bit like a mullet. I hate saying this because I'm probably putting my, you know, it's not a good marketing ploy, but it's business to the front and party to the back. What I love about the party is you never see daylight in Vegas. You never get fresh air. So we're going to be able to deliver fresh air, really good ambience, keep people awake and energized. And then inside, you've got the exhibition a little bit like this, but we've learned so much from this. We'll probably change up the floor plan for that one as well. We'll have podcast areas, as you guys know.
Excellent.
I love the podcast area, by the way, here today.
Yeah, you guys crushed this little corner here for us.
And to your point on startups, then, we invest in the startups because that's our youth program. That's our youth academy. So
the farm system over there.
And I loved it yesterday. You know the guy that won the competition yesterday? He wasn't expecting the 150 grand. I have to give a shout out to Jason and Thomas Otter. Jason Corsello and Thomas Otter at Acadian, because they put 100 grand in. We always put 50 grand in.
Yeah.
And so it's 150 grand. The guy was absolutely shocked. Did not expect anything.
Yeah.
He just wanted the trophy or the recognition.
Yeah.
So, and I'd like to dot them. I don't want to do it the way we used to do it in the old days and just have them in a corner. They bring great energy to all the big vendors, and the big vendors all have their venture funds. So they're looking to see where they're going to pick up these startups.
Oh, yeah.
The next acquisitions and investments are over in
those corners.
The great
thing
about
startups is they're filling a hole in the market. They know the pain in the marketplace and they're going right after it. And even if I tell them their product is crap, they're going to change the world. We hurt a lot of feelings. Any of the 40 startups that didn't progress to the 5 finalists, they were pretty pissed off. So that was a valuable lesson. We need to get our arms around them a little bit more.
Yeah.
We just sent them a kind of sorry note. You didn't get to the final 5.
Yeah.
So the stuff that we need to work on to help them and give them the feedback, because there was this serious rigor in the judging.
Oh, yeah.
There was far more people
like
involved.
10 judges, right?
Well, here on the day, but before it, I think it was like something like 19 or 20.
Oh, wow.
Right? And all the kind of thought leaders or influencers and analysts in the industry. Uh-huh. So it was good. There was a lot of rigor went into it. But yeah, we've learned, even after all our years of doing it, we've learned a lot to kind of how to kick it off. But yeah, we've got to invest in our startups. We've got to give them a leg up.
Yeah. They're getting kicked where it hurts every day. I think they'll get over the not winning the startup competition.
They'll be okay.
Back in 2011, they weren't allowed into any of the HR events. So we were the first event to take them on.
Yeah.
And the first to do a competition in the industry. So I'm very proud of the legacy
you
we have
be.
There.
Yeah,
so,
you should be.
And I think we can dial it up, actually, especially now that we're working with Thomas and Jason. They've been really great. And it's lastminute.com, so this partnership has only been like 6 weeks ago. Yeah, that's all.
You guys work fast.
We pulled it together that quickly. Yeah, it's been really good.
That is amazing. Well, it was funny. We were just talking to Levin from House of HR, and they own about 50 companies under the umbrella. And Levin was looking around. We're like, what are you doing? He was like, maybe
shopping.
A little shopping.
Little shop.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, and they need the schooling. They come here very green. They go into the competition. They get tough questions because there's the pedigree or the DNA is like analyst, practitioner, thought leader. You know, everyone is there that has the know-how and experience. So they get asked tough questions and then they can go home, whether they've been beaten to the, we're not setting them up to fail.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
So they can actually go home and tweak and rebuild or... You know, and it's just that one thing that could change. Instead of going 2 years that way, there's always shortcuts. So I think, and look, everyone here is trying to prop up the startups and give them a good chance.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Mark, we know you're a busy guy. You got this whole conference thing, but we thank you for stopping by. For any of our listeners that want to know more about Unleash, where should they go?
Unleash.ai.
And we'll see you in Vegas.
In Vegas, baby. We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? The podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one. Cheddar. Blue, Nacho, Pepper Jack, Swiss. So many cheeses, and not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.jadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.